Speaker 1.
Well, I think that it's pretty challenging to work in a really frenetic environment. I think maybe it might energise you for a while, you know, perhaps spur you on to work faster and better. But there must be a high chance of burnout. How can you sustain working in fifth gear all the time? I just don't think we're hardwired for that kind of intense activity.
Speaker 2.
There's plenty of evidence that working from home actually boosts productivity, but I'd be surprised if it did that for me. The problem with working from home is that there are a multitude of distractions. You know, watching TV, wasting time online. I think it might be hard to focus for extended periods of time. I know some people manage it, but, well, I frankly have my doubts. Besides, productivity isn't everything. If you work from home, you might miss the environment of having others around you to bounce ideas off or just chat with.
Speaker 3.
So now more forward-thinking companies like Google or Facebook have these kind of space-aged environments for their employees to work in. It's a real change from before because, well, I think it gives employees a chance to think and change their environments to their frame of mind. Sometimes when you're doing something creative, you just can't be stuck in front of a computer because you need to go out and give your mind some room to breathe. I think these kinds of companies know this.
Speaker 4.
There are some jobs that I just couldn't do. I like to be around others. I kind of enjoy being the centre of attention. But there are so many jobs where you're completely isolated. I don't think I could spend that much time with my own thoughts. It'd probably drive me crazy. There is some research suggesting that people who work by themselves need to be quite self-reliant and practical people. I think this is probably true. I imagine the benefit is that you don't have to deal with uncooperative people, but for me, that's not a good enough reason.